Well, now this is a rare pleasure because we actually, due to the timing and also early dinner schedule of Mr. Jim Johnson, he has arrived at the studio early, so we get to start the rest of our afternoon with news legend Jim Johnson with us until 7 o'clock tonight.
Hi, Jim.
Well, I came down from northern Wisconsin to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get out of Wisconsin. I'm telling you, there's a hunting season all the time. Something. It's like American Sniper.
Oh gosh.
our neighbor shot our guest shot a neighbor through both legs one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's still mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a new book. Did I tell you?
Yeah. No. What's your new book?
No, it's a new book published only in Wisconsin. It's called Dating Outside the Family.
Tim, where are you in Wisconsin?
Way up north near Land O'Lakes area. That's the very tip. You can see Canada from there, pretty much.
How about Russia?
No. We're not Russian, are we?
No.
We got all
God, Anna, please don't confuse him. Yeah. This is only going to get worse. I mean, the man in his absolute prime was the most confused human being in the history of radio. I mean, there's no two ways around that.
I heard what you did this afternoon.
Yes.
Did you hear that? Were you insulted?
Now, I just want to do, because Judy Pilak, this is so interesting. Our newswoman, Judy Pilak, is one of the most... what's the best way to put this?
Concise.
Beautiful.
Well.
Excellent. Keep going, everyone.
She's hot. Bring her in. Oh, my wife's right here.
Okay. Yeah. She is one of the most, buttoned down news people I've ever worked with. She reads exactly what it is that she wrote. She writes beautifully. She just, and you know, the newscasts are
I ad lib all the time.
There's a lot of, they're highly polished. Mm-hmm. You, on the other hand, Jim Johnson. You did news at WLS for how many years?
48 years.
48 years.
Yeah. You guessed 43, even longer.
Oh, my God. It's 45 years. Yeah. All right. Now he's being told 45. You radio for 48 years. I know that. But you were at LS for 45. All right. And let me just tell you something. There were moments where it got incredibly ugly.
I'm Jim Johnson. Remember the boy known as Baby Richard? His father battled more than 3 years in a successful effort to win custody of him from the couple who had adopted him. Excuse me.
No!
Hey, I told him we are on a tight schedule. We're doing the voice pit cock reporting thing. Meanwhile, is Slova the president of Yugoslavia?
Whoa. Am I on the air?
A man was shot to death in the 3800 block of North Milwaukee last night. Police say a couple of guys approached him and asked for a cigarette. He refused. They stabbed him to death. Witness at a shooting in the McDonald's.
Huh?
Police say the guy was killed instantly. Two other men more seriously injured.
Gunga Galunga.
Remember the guy fighting eggs? Oh, excuse me, fighting eggs. Remember the guy fighting AIDS with the transplanted bone marrow from a baboon? And a former Nicaraguan rebel leader has testified that the CIA never sold crack cocaine in the inner cities here to help raise money for his rebels. Chicagoland weather clearing but much colder tonight with flurries. Tomorrow partly sunny and cold. Low tonight 13, high tomorrow 73. This just 1 week after that frustrated investor Mark Barton opened fire killing 9 people to death.
Oh my God.
He's building his bridge to the 21st Secretary, and that will not include Warren Christopher.
You know, and you make a boner.
In other sports news, the Cubs lost to the Dodgers. Excuse me, Cubs. Excuse me. This is not a part of the tribute. Let's do the PGA leaderboard update. I'd right there. They wouldn't do a damn thing for me.
They would have laughed about it.
They wouldn't do a damn thing for me there.
No, I remember filling in for you on occasion, and I still remember if I said one thing slightly wrong, you guys would jump on it. You just package that up and put some sound on it, and you'd be humiliated within 2 seconds. So I'm feeling for Jim.
We had no choice with Jim, because if we didn't jump on Jim at any given moment, then there was nothing left of the show. Let's just be honest. There was just so many. It happened with such great regularity. But some were just diamonds, like that one, the bridge to the 21st Secretary with Bill Clinton.
Well,
because you remember he won in 1996, and he goes, "I'm going to build a bridge to the 21st century," and then you decided that it was better just to get back to the secretaries again.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
I like the killed to death. part. That was my favorite.
Have your fun. Go ahead, have your fun.
All right, I'm done. I'm done.
What time's dinner?
Because I'm human too, and that's, yeah.
You serve alcohol here?
Yeah. Well, oh, yes, we do.
Okay. Fridays.
All right, so here's what we got to do, because Jim Johnson is the inventor of the Carnarvon wagon. So we do have to tell the story of how the Carnarvon wagon actually got invented. Now, the funny thing about this is that this story has been told a lot of ways. It has now become legend of how Jim, you know, invented this. And there's a million different stories. And depending on who you ask, because it all came from the City Hall press room, it depending on who you ask, you get a different version of it. And one of my favorites is in the Vilas County Review. Right? Isn't that the name of the newspaper up in northern Wisconsin? Where in our halcyon days of gigantic ratings down here, they did a story on Jim up in northern Wisconsin, and and as predicted, the Stringer reporter in northern Wisconsin didn't get a single fact right in the story.
Oh, no.
So the explanation of what the Carnarvon wagon was, even what the title of the show was. Because you used to say, what? It's like they would ask you, like, what do you guys do on the show? Well, it was Idle Chit Chat. They called it the Idle Chit Chat Show.
What?
And I don't even think they had to call it. I think they called it WGN back then in that report.
I don't remember that. I don't remember the story.
This was on your wall in Wisconsin. I remember reading this once in his house in Wisconsin. He had framed this story about himself in the Vilas County Review. And I was like, Jim, everything in this story is wrong.
Who cares? There's no bad publicity. No,
you were happy for it, right?
Right. It's the Ro Contra with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Thank you again, Chicago, for making this the most listened to afternoon talk show in Chicago. How about that?
We appreciate it.
That's right.
I can't take any credit for that.
No, Jim Johnson is here. He was my newsman for 20 years at WLS when we were number one there, too. And Jim took all the credit in the world for it.
I'm number one. That was what I used to say. Made you guys mad. Touchy, touchy, touchy.
How did you work with Ro for so long, Jim? I mean, how did that work out for
you? I knew where the money train was.
Mm-hmm.
I kept my lips attached to you-know-where on him. I wasn't going to let that. Can we swear?
Yeah, hear that, Judy? You hear that? That's how that goes. That's how that
good
works.
Good luck with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, get it right. Exactly. All right. Now, the Carnarvon wagon, which has been a fixture on Chicago afternoon radio, Friday afternoon radio, for exactly 20 years. It started almost exactly 20 years ago. And people always ask now, what is that word, Carnarvon? There's people, even in when we were there at the other station for all that time, people didn't know how to pronounce it. Here, it's a complete mystery. It's C-A-N-A-R-B-L-E, Carnarvon.
Mm-hmm.
And where that came from, that word specifically, the drink card idea was yours and mine.
Right.
But the idea, the word Carnarvon comes from Chicago political lore, right?
Correct. Over at the City Hall press room, there were reporters, particularly the print reporters, the people that did radio and TV couldn't exactly do this, would go out and have about a 5-martini lunch. And they'd come stumbling back in. And one day, we're all sitting there pretending to do news. Most of the time, I slept on a couch over there myself.
It's such a different business. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. One day, a reporter walked back in. We asked him where he'd been. He said, I had a couple of... He was trying to say cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out, I had a couple of those... Carnarvons. And that's when he hit the City Hall press room couch, and fell asleep. So that's where it came from.
And
that's awesome.
And from that point forward, yeah, everybody in the City Hall press room, whether it was you or Harry Golden or all the famous people Michael Sneed back in the day was there, right? I think Lynn Sweet was still back
sure.
there, and Fran Spielman. It just
Abraham Lincoln would drop in.
I bet.
I wonder if he ever won. I don't know.
So where were the cocktails served? Were they just sort of served in the newsroom?
Would
they go
back
across
at the show?
Yeah.
No, back at the no, City
back
Hall.
Back in the day when you guys would have five cocktails or something.
No, they'd go out to a three martini lunch.
Like Counselor's Row.
So it would never be the news director, because I've heard stories too about news directors offering up, 5 o'clock, they'd open up something under their desk and just sort of serve cocktails that way too.
Oh, in the station.
Yeah, in the TV station.
Oh, okay. Have you been here on Fridays at 5 o'clock? Have you seen what happened?
That's a special tradition unique to your show, but I think this was a tradition back then that it was okay during the day to just sort of have cocktails.
I suppose so.
That's what I've been told.
Three martini lunches. Mostly the people that did that mostly were the salesmen and women.
Yeah.
The salespeople would go out with clients and come back and sleep in the back room for the rest of the day and hope they were billing, they were making enough money.
Or come into the studio and talk to us close talk. Right? Like tear gas. You'd be like talking to a guy, listen, I got a deal going right now. I got this client. He's got an entire string of live chicken stores where you go in and you actually butcher your own chicken. They want you to do an endorsement.
Yeah, there was always a hook. They wanted Roe to go out and help skin chickens or take pictures with the chickens.
That's true. It's still
only if you'll come out and do 22 appearances here at this famous store that sells used books.
Well, Anna, you just witnessed it today. That still happens. We were sitting getting ready for the show, and a guy comes in and says, "We have an idea. I got an idea for you. All you have to do is take a picture of yourself naked, and then it starts this whole thing on an app, and you're gonna be fine. Would you do it?"
And you said yes.
I did say yes.
You said how much?
Exactly. I said how much, and
he's a whore. He'll do anything.
Oh, Jim!
I mean that in the affectionate way. I don't know how much affection is there with a whore. I don't know.
Don't either.
I guess maybe it's an occupation.
Derogatory.
When are you going to get a real job, bro?
I don't know. I know. You sound like my mother.